You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Evers has asked the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to do a preliminary damage estimate for a severe winter storm and lakeshore flooding that struck the southeastern part of our state earlier this month. It's the first step in determining whether Wisconsin will request a federal disaster declaration. The governor said earlier this week that that storm, combined with already high water on Lake Michigan, caused significant damage in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. Do you live along Lake Michigan? Have you had flooding from storms? How much damage are you dealing with? Do you live near a lake? Is that causing flooding issues? We're at 800-642-1234. Christina Leffering is a reporter with the Journal Times newspaper in Racine. Christina, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start in Racine County. What kind of damage are you seeing there?
Well, the most significant damage was along Pershing Park. That's a strip of park that's right along the lake, and it also runs up to our boat launch. And that area got hit really hard by the waves on that Saturday. A lot of infrastructure issues with that. Also, like with like breakwater and the drainage systems, there was a drainage pipe that was dislodged from its connecting pipe. And this is like a very large, you know, metal pipe that was just kind of flung into the air. The DPW commissioner just said it was thrown around like a soda can. So,
wow,
really, really strong waves that day. And also along Zoo Beach and North Beach, those are kind of, which makes sense, those are our largest stretches of lakefront public park area. They saw a lot of debris. There was a long cleanup period. And
how have homeowners been affected?
In Racine County, we haven't seen as much of that. That the most brutal kind of effects of that we've seen a little further south to us in Kenosha, like Pleasant Prairie. I'm assuming it would probably also be an issue in Summers, where that house was falling into the lake earlier this last year. So, but Racine County, we haven't seen as much.
What do we know about how this storm is going to play out with FEMA? Will Wisconsin get assistance? What do we know there?
Well, at this point, it appears that city officials plan to meet with FEMA on Tuesday. And they're going to kind of evaluate the damage and go from there.
And when you say city officials, which city are we talking about here?
City of Racine. So in Racine County, the majority of the damage, which was estimated at 6.45 million, 6.424 million of that was in the city of Racine. So, at least in Racine County, it seems to have been mostly concentrated in our area.
We're talking with Christina Leffering. She's a reporter with the Journal Times newspaper in Racine, looking at flood damage in several counties, Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee, and how communities are handling it, clearing up. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Are you concerned about higher lake levels in Lake Michigan? What should the state be doing to mitigate that? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Christina, what kind of damage are you seeing in Milwaukee County?
I haven't done any reporting in Milwaukee County, so I can't really.
You've been really focused on Racine. So with record high water levels, what is the impact with erosion?
Well, what's interesting about this incident is that it's kind of an exacerbation of the erosion that we're already seeing on the lake. I mean, water levels were really low for a long time, so I think that erosion kind of fell off of a lot of people's radar. And then when the water levels rose up again, now we've been seeing I mean, I mentioned that house in Summers. That got a lot of coverage, that it was an abandoned property that was falling into the lake. And so that has kind of prompted a lot of people, scientists, officials, residents, to kind of take a look at our shoreline. And, I mean, shorelines are always changing, whether water's high or low. But with high waters, it does raise some concerns, particularly along bluffs, and particularly among residents who are more or less on their own. They don't, they are at this point solely responsible for maintaining their shoreline.
Have you seen any projects in the works to stop some of this or prevent some of this erosion?
There's definitely been some projects, particularly with green infrastructure. So using kind of natural infrastructure that mimics things like dunes and wetlands, basically what was already in place before people came along and developed the area, to kind of mitigate the effects of erosion. A good example of that is Sam Myers Park here in Racine. It's received a lot of recognition for its use of kind of green infrastructure, but unfortunately that that park was also damaged in this storm.
So all the progress they had made there with that green infrastructure there has been washed away.
Well, I don't know if we could say all, but it has definitely been significantly damaged.
What happens if there's another big storm?
That's a really good question, because, I mean, this isn't like a tornado where it lands and then you clean up and fix everything and then life goes on. I mean, we are still going to be living with high lake waters. And because we've had an abnormally warm winter, we don't have that ice buffer between the waves and the shoreline. So, and this is a windy place. So it's not unreasonable to believe that this could happen again.
What about the drainage pipes that were floating about? Have those been fixed?
I don't know about the progress on any of those particular items.
Yeah.
I know that crews had to spend a lot of time cleaning up Pershing Park Drive. It's a road that kind of goes along through Pershing Park, but that road had to be closed, and there was all kinds of rubble from the rocks that were used to reinforce the shoreline along Pershing Park. But as far as any particular items, I don't know about their status. I assume that they would have moved the pipe by now. It's been a few weeks. So,
and is there a timeline for any federal assistance if it does come at all?
That is
yet to be determined.
Yet to be determined, yeah.
Well, Christina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Christina Leffering is a reporter with the Journal Times newspaper in Racine, talking about damage there from a recent storm. Coming up, search and rescue missions are vital work, painstaking work, but regulation and oversight are lacking in many states. Sometimes there's no regulation of this, and it's largely volunteer-led. We'll learn more about this work and what it takes. That's in a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.